Oh my God, but you're doing me here at the TLC Studios. Here in the city of Plano, Texas. I'm going to get moving here in just a moment. Just give you a little bit of information before we get going here. We're going to have a woman of God that's going to be with us. I'm going to do a quick introduction of her. I'm going to let her take over, her and my teammate. Matter of fact, it's a mother and daughter team. I'm going to see what the woman of God is going to speak to them on this afternoon as we get ourselves in position. But don't do a call into the studio. Number 515-602-7938. For those who just want to come in and listen, there's a link I sent out to you guys who are going to just kind of browse and hear what the Word of God is speaking is coming from. Can you really go to to RadioCast itself, and it's going to be kind of slip on the punch here from blogtalkradio.com. Excuse me for that. And you want to go to the search bar, you want to put in Harvest New Life Church. It's going to be Exile Vision 1, actually NLC. Station that'll get you right there. But in that, just kind of save a lot of the hassle. Just follow the link for those who got the link. Just go ahead. Just call in. That'll be the best thing for you. That'll get you in the studio. If you have a question you want to ask, we don't be taking a whole lot of questions right now, but we're going to just break some ground on what's going on with this woman of God. And as I introduce her, you guys get prepared to hear the words coming from the kingdom of God. The woman of God, no other than the woman of God, Minister Ellis. Minister Ruth Ellis out of Detroit, Michigan. And she's going to be with her daughter, Renee Ellis, here on our Little One Show that takes place here at Thursday mornings here at HMLC Studios. Just follow the products. Go to our website, which is harvestnewlifechurch.com. You see all the information you need to know about the work we're doing here at HMLC. But I'm going to back off at this time. I'm going to bring the woman of God, her and the daughter. It's going to be actually Renee Ellis and Minister Ruth Ellis out of Detroit, Michigan. Woman of God.
God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Good God day to everyone. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And it is a pleasure and a joy and an honor to be on HNLC Studios broadcasting team along with my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis. Hallelujah. We give thanks and honor to God, first and foremost, who's the head of our lives. And we give respect and honor to our covering, our pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And we also give honor and respect to the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. We thank them for allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Broadcasting Studios team, and all for the glory of God. Mother, are you online? Are you ready?
I am ready. God bless you. God bless you, my daughter. This is such a pleasure today to be able to share God's word and come on together and talk about our favorite subject, and that is praising God.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you want me to open with prayer?
Yes, you can open up with prayer, and I'll let you can do that, Mom, and then we can get right into our study, our discussion for this evening.
That sounds wonderful.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we truly thank you for this privilege to be on Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio. This is wonderful. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. You are so faithful and you are so good. And Lord, bless Radio Land tonight, wherever their time frame, because I know there's different time frames, but wherever they are under the sound of our voice, Lord, let your anointing, glory to God, let your anointing fill the places where they are. There is no place that you do not cover. You're everywhere, omnipotent God. You're everywhere at the same time. And we give your name the praise, We give your name the glory, and we give your name the honor. We do it on purpose without any apology. We love you, Jesus. So have your way tonight, today, wherever it is, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
And
daughter,
amen.
I am so excited. Oh, this is
amen.
Awesome.
Yes, I am so excited as well, because this is a joy. God has just opened doors, and he is doing something great and wonderful. And I am so eager to hear what the Holy Spirit has given unto you for us to get into our study on this evening.
Thank you. Let me just say this. It's a pleasure to be on with the little one. I enjoy those messages. I thank God how the Lord is using you, and it is just a blessing. I
to
know
God.
To God be the glory. That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, sweetheart, what's on my heart? I'd like to start with Proverbs 3:5
okay.
through 8. And you might want to, I'll start reading it, but you may want to read it in the Amplified and work with the Amplified as well. And
okay.
Proverbs 3, starting at the 5th verse, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Amen to that word.
Amen.
And the subject matter tonight would be trusting in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And if I were to,
yes.
Mom, I would like to read that from the Amplified Classic Edition, beginning at Proverbs 3, beginning at verse 5, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart
mm-hmm.
and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding.
All
verse
right.
6, in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths.
All
then
right.
verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil.
That's
and verse
good.
8 says, it shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones.
Wow. Just trusting in the Lord is medicine. Medicine to us. That's wonderful. My daughter, let's talk about what is trust. What does it mean to trust in God? What does it mean to trust in the Lord?
You know, that word trust is a very deep word. It almost puts me in the mind of, I'm not sure if anyone can picture this, but as a child, when your father kind of puts you up high, like on a
mm-hmm.
refrigerator or something, and he's got his arms out, and he says, come on, honey, jump.
Jump.
Jump. And as a child, that child doesn't look at, oh, my goodness, how high am I?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen?
Will
oh,
he
my
catch
goodness,
me?
Will he catch me?
Yes.
That child trusts in his father or her father to catch them. They don't
yes.
have a second thought. They just jump.
They just do it.
They just do it.
I believe you were that child. I remember your daddy doing something like that, telling you to jump. And he caught you because you
yes.
knew daddy was going to catch you.
Absolutely.
Trusting in the Lord is totally dependency. Just having a total confidence that my daddy is not going to drop me. He will catch me every time. Trusting
absolutely.
In him. Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was looking up that word trust. And
uh-huh.
The definition of that word trust, according to the dictionary that I have, it says firm belief in the honesty, reliability, etc. of another.
Yes.
It means faith.
Yes.
It means confident expectation and hope.
Absolutely.
It means faith in ability.
All right.
It means to believe.
To believe.
To hope.
That's right.
To hope, to expect, to entrust, reliance, confidence.
Let me ask you this, daughter.
Yes.
When we're going through, and we're going to bring it into our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When we are going through issues and when we are going through different tests and trials in our life, sometimes it gets quite heavy.
Challenging.
How should we react when it comes to our Lord in him telling us, have confidence in what I'm telling you. Have confidence in my word, thy word. As we were reading in the words this a few minutes ago, trust in the Lord with, and I love that word. I put a circle around it in my Bible, with all my heart, with all of my soul. And don't lean to my thinking, my head knowledge, because
absolutely.
Our head knowledge gets in the way with our heart. Talk
yes.
to me.
Yes, and you know, it behooves us to really, in our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ.
Yes,
it behooves us to make sure that we are in a relationship where it's a communication between him and I, or him and you,
yes.
or him and us,
yes.
so that we can hear him. Because it's so easy for us, and this is where the good fight of faith comes in.
Yes.
You know, over in Romans chapter 8, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh,
mm-hmm.
but after the Spirit. And that is the good fight of faith, because you must walk after the Spirit, because it's so easy for us to get into our own human finite thinking.
That's
and into
right.
our own mindset and our own ways. We want to make sure that we are in the perfect will of God and not his permissive will by doing what we want.
Oh, boy.
It's just that, like with prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, where it says, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Amen.
And we have to be careful. And we have to really ask ourselves, okay, is this me talking? Or is this God talking? And
Amen.
how you know that is by developing a relationship with him.
Amen.
And you have to know that he is the truth.
I'm so glad you said that, daughter, because there is a difference between having a religion and having a relationship. Because
Amen.
With a relationship with Jesus, a relationship that's intimacy. He knows me and I know him.
Amen.
I was reading in the Word the other day, Jesus said, my sheep, my people, they know my voice. My sheep know my voice. The only way that you can get to know, when you were a little girl, I could know your cry from all the other children that were around. That voice, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. I know them and they know me. And they don't follow strangers.
Amen.
They don't. Go ahead. Go on.
No, I was just going to say amen to that. I, you know, just as you were explaining that, Mom, how you said that. You could distinct. I hear music in the background, Mom. Is that you? but I was just thinking about how you could distinctively tell my cry.
Yes.
From all the other babies.
That's right.
That means I had a distinct vocal imprint.
Mm-hmm.
I had a distinct vocal fingerprint. And God, our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God three in one triune being, has a distinct vocal fingerprint.
Yeah.
That's why he said, my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
And I know them, and a stranger they will not follow. But we have to get into a relationship with him, go into our private closet, spend time on our knees, spend time in his presence, spend time in his word to know when he's speaking.
Yes.
Because
amen
he knows
that. That confidence, that trusting. So when we are going through issues and different things in our life, we have to just pull ourselves together and say, nope, I don't care what is going on. God has this. He told me to lean not to my own understanding. He told me not. And one thing that we have to work on, our head knowledge gets in the way, especially
yes.
when there's certain issues and things that's got to be taken care of immediately, and we're trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We need to definitely put confidence, dependency, reliability
mm-hmm.
on the Lord and trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, in all of our ways, acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Even
Amen.
When we're cooking,
everywhere,
when we're cleaning,
every moment, yep.
In everything that we do in our life, that is that intimacy with him. He knows, you know, the Lord is so personal with us, especially us females, and I mean the men too. He knows the number of hair on our head?
That's
how
intimate.
Personal. How personal
yes,
is that?
Personal. And not only that, you know, I'm glad you said that, Mom, but not only does he know the numbers of the hairs on our head intimately, he knows the frequency that we operate on, our voice, our
yes.
cry,
yes.
our heartbeat,
yes.
our rhythm. He knows that. Each of
yes.
us has our own rhythm. You know, everybody's heart doesn't beat in syncopation all at one time,
uh-huh.
at the same time. Even though we have the same rhythm, all of us, our heartbeats don't beat in syncopation at the same time.
All right. That's right.
And he knows us down to our very heartbeat and thought pattern.
Yes.
That's why in verse the condition, it says, in all your ways, know, K-N-O-W,
uh-huh.
recognize. So you got to know him.
Yes.
You got to recognize him.
Yes.
And you got to acknowledge him.
Yes.
And if you do all those three things, he will direct and make straight and plain your path.
And we can depend. We can know that whatever way he directs us is the exact perfect way to go.
And he leads
and
by peace.
As you were saying before about being in his perfect will.
Yes.
You know, I have been in that permissive will, and
me
I'm
too.
Telling you, that doesn't work. I made so many mistakes,
me
so
too.
Many boo-boos. I found out, no, that's not going to work. I got to get back in God's perfect will. But we've got to learn how to listen.
Yes, indeed.
We have to learn how to listen.
Absolutely.
And obey.
Absolutely.
And all of that, all those good things.
Yes.
I have another trust scripture that you could go with me over in 2 Samuel.
Second Samuel. Okay.
And we're going to look at the 22nd. 2 Samuel 22,
uh-huh.
verses 3 and verses 31. And both of those talk about trusting. Let me read it out of my King James, and you can read it out of your Amplified.
Okay.
2 Samuel 22, verse 3. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and my horn of salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I
Amen.
Love that. I
Amen.
Love that scripture. That's Brother David talking there. And this was a song that he delivered out. He was singing to the Lord. And he said, Lord, you're my rock. You're my fortress. You're my deliverer. You're the God of my rock. And in you, Lord, I'm going to trust. You are my shield. You're my horn of my salvation. You're my high tower. You're my refuge, my Savior. You know, when I read scripture like that, when and I love the Psalms of David, because David really knew how to love on God. And this is so important that we really make our adoration, that we really love on our Lord. Let the people know how much we love God, how much we love Jesus. And so you want to read that in the Amplified, because I get excited just reading it in the King James. I love all these adjectives and the way
Amen.
That he describes the Lord. Read it to me, honey.
Amen, amen, amen. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3 in the Amplified Classic Edition. It says, "My God, my rock, in him will I take refuge.
All right.
My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold
All right.
and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, I'm thinking about this corona enemy. Lord, you're saving us from all these evil situations that we are facing. We call on you, and we're trusting in your word. We're covering ourselves with the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And so again, God is the God of he's our rock. There was a song we used to sing years ago, "He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my will in the middle of a wheel." Praise the
yes.
Lord. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Yes. And you know, in order for David to make those statements, he had to know him as that.
Come on.
In other words, he had to have experienced him as that.
Yes.
In order for him to say, "You are my God, my rock, in you will I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, and my refuge, my Savior."
Yes.
He knew him experientially as those things.
Yes.
And it makes us really look at who is our Lord and Savior Jesus to us.
Yes.
Our sustainer, our giver of life. Trusting him brings us health and strength and vitality. And knowing him and hearing him and hearing his voice and loving on him. Loving on him. I love it when you said loving on him.
Yeah.
Because David knew how to love on him, and we also must love on him just like David did, even more so as people. He wants us to love on him.
Yeah.
Just for who he is, not for what
That's
he can
right.
do.
That's right.
For who he is.
You know, people, when it comes to serving the Lord, when it comes to worshiping him, we serve an emotional God. He's very loving, and he's very emotional, and he's very jealous.
Yes.
And when we give our time and we give our worship to things and people and ball games and football games and the telephone and all those things that takes our attention, the TV, things that takes our attention away from God, a lot of times we will spend hours and hours and hours doing what we want to do, whether it's on the phone, whether it's whatever it is. But when it comes to church, or when it comes to prayer, or when it comes to just being in the presence of the Almighty God, we have a problem. Talk to me.
Lord, help us. Forgive
you know,
us.
I almost said, Houston, we have a problem.
Have a problem. Absolutely.
Oh, glory to God.
Houston,
yes.
We have a problem.
We have a problem.
We should not have anything. And, you know, that goes back to the very first commandment. He said, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
And any time we devote ourselves more to something beside him, that becomes idolatry.
That's right.
And we turn that thing or that issue or that situation that we are giving of our time to into a god, because we begin to serve that thing. We begin to
That's
think
right.
about it. We begin to focus on it. We begin to figure out what to do, how to do, where to do, when to do, and we're consumed by it.
Yes.
God doesn't want us to be consumed that way. He wants us to be consumed with him.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Why Proverbs 3, when we read in Proverbs 3, acknowledge him in all our ways.
Yes.
And he
Amen.
Shall direct and straight our path.
Yeah. Would you read 31, same chapter, 22, 31, in the Amplified?
Okay, so 2 Samuel 22, verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
It says, as for God, his
yeah.
way is perfect.
Woo! I love it. I love it.
As
yes, go ahead.
God, his way is perfect.
Yes.
The word of the Lord is tried.
Yes,
he
it's
is
been
shield.
Tried.
It
yes.
is, it, the word of the Lord is tried. He is
yes.
a shield to all those who trust and take refuge in him.
Amen. I'm, you know, just to know that the word of God is superior. It's been tried. It is pure. It is perfect. We can depend. We can trust in God's word. I don't care how people try to discredit the word of God. This is the Holy Bible. And it is pure, it is perfect, it is tried. And so we thank God for the word. Now, everybody that's in the word has not, you know, I thank God as I was praying today. There are a lot of experiences that the people have of God have gone through in days of old, who are experiences for us so that we won't make the same mistake and fall in the same situations that they did in the past. But unfortunately, the Bible says what has been around, it's going to come around again. There's nothing new under the sun. But what we want to do is, with all of the things that we go through in life, we want to know that we can trust our God and that our God can trust us.
Amen.
What do you
and
say
you know,
about that, my daughter?
That is so good, because, you know, in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we know the Word to be our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who was made flesh and dwelt
he
among
is the
us.
Word. He
and
is
he
the
is
Word.
Absolute. He is
absolute.
He is perfect, complete.
You're getting ready to make me jump up here. Amen. He is absolute. Go right
he
on.
He is complete. He is entire. The word of God has been tried.
Yes.
And he is perfect. in all his ways. And we love him and we acknowledge him and we glorify him and magnify him and love on him.
Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This has been so beautiful, Mom, Minister Ruth Ellis. I am just so honored to just be able to have God give us this opportunity to just share with everyone his word and the beauty of him.
Yes.
And he is so beautiful.
Yes, he is beautiful.
Altogether lovely.
Altogether lovely. And full of glory.
Yes.
Full of glory. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
I don't
Father.
Know how much time we have. How is our time?
Our time is running. We probably got about maybe about 7 minutes or so, I believe, left.
Okay.
That we can maybe pray and maybe close out our study session for today. I'm so glad that everyone has joined us on today for this study session. I love getting into the Word of God, and we all do it together. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit being here and moving by His Spirit as only as He can in this broadcast. And we just... I'm in awe of him.
Praise God. Praise God. Before, you're going to pray us out, but I just would like to share this last scripture, and it's in Isaiah, chapter 26. And I'm going to read the third and the fourth verse. And it says, "Thou will keep him in a perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever." Ooh. "For in the Lord Jehovah," "is everlasting strength." You have your Amplified?
I can get that. I was just listening to you read that. That is...
Well, I can read it again, because that trust in that,
what verse
that
is that in
that Isaiah, the 26th chapter, the 3rd and the 4th verse.
It says, "You will guard him. You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you. Because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. So trust in the Lord. Commit yourself to him. Lean on him. Hope confidently in him forever. For the Lord God
forever.
Is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages."
My Lord. Lord,
God,
we
in the mighty
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time.
Yes, we do.
Moment, this opportunity that you have given unto us to be able to study your word another day, a new day, a
Woo.
New moment, a newness of life that you have given unto us, because every time we get into your word, Lord, we are renewed, we are rejuvenated, we are replenished, we are refreshed, we are rebuilt, we are reconstructed,
Woo,
and Lord,
glory.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
For this moment and this opportunity, and we speak
we
life.
We praise you, Lord. Woo, glory.
And glorify you, and we magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And we pray.
Oh,
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Come
Amen.
On, daughter, help me praise him.
Well, you know what? The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and turn and lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace always.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory to
God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Join us. I would like for everyone to join us on tomorrow morning. My mother, Ruth Ellis, will be on Blog Talk Radio again at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time on tomorrow, Tuesday, on Blog Talk Radio here at HNLC Studios. God bless.
God bless you.